Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. I got Tony because this is her show, and I'm her programmer, not programmer, producer, but we're doing it together for a little while until she gets comfortable. But, hey, Tony, how are you? How's your morning so far?
My morning's good.
What's the best thing that happened so far this morning?
My girlfriend is feeling better.
Aw, good. Okay. How about those little kitties? You got a barn full of kitties. You, cats are your love. Well, you love all animals. You guys got cats and dogs.
Yeah.
And you know what's bothering them. They tell you when they're upset. They tell you when they're happy. They tell you when you need to do stuff. And how did that happen? I mean, you and Dane. Dane takes care of the dogs, I think, more. And you take care of the cats more. But you both love each of them, right? The dogs and
right.
the cats.
Yeah.
But
yes.
I call you the cat whisperer because you know all about little fur babies like that. So how did you get involved in that? And see, I hear a dog in the background.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Let me move out of the bedroom.
Okay.
That's our chihuahua and pit bull talking to each other. Here, let me just put her out.
Okay.
Come on, baby. There you go. Stay out. All right, now, that took care of that problem.
There you go.
All right. Well, let's see. First of all, we've always had cats. And what we do is we get them. We don't ever get one of any animal. It works out better. If you have multiples, for some reason, she can see them out the kitchen window and tell if something's wrong with them, and then she sends. Well, she tries to go and investigate, but she's not really steady on her feet, and they get under her feet, and so there's a. danger of her tripping and falling, so she usually sends me out on a search and rescue mission.
Okay.
She's usually right. You're right about what it is. So, but we've always, like I said, we get them in multiples. We get them. We try to get them when they're kittens. This last bunch, the last two bunches we got as kittens. The first bunch was three, and then the second bunch was four at a time.
Oh, okay.
So, and they don't live in the house. They live at the barn, and I made them a really nice kitty condos down there. And we live in the country, so success rate for keeping cats is not good if you let them roam at night.
Okay.
So we've got secure kitty condos, and they go up at night and
into their condo.
They've got two different condos, one inside the barn and one that's attached to the outside of the barn, but it's all enclosed and they're protected and no predators can get in there after them. So what we do is we make sure that we handle them all of the time. We're holding them, especially when they're kittens. And, I've got recliners in each condo, and I sit in there with them, especially when they were little, but... Yeah, and you just have physical you bond with them by being there with them, holding them, and, so that's right there.
That's how you do it.
How it works.
So you say, let me get this straight. You go in there and you sit down with them, you talk to them and hold them,
right.
and and you love them, right?
Right.
And that's the key right there. And you get more than one at a time, right?
Right.
And you know that when you get more than one at a time, like a couple of kitties, they're already buddies or they're becoming buddies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And you know what they're thinking. You go and handle them. And now people are going to sit, that are going to listen to this later or listen to it now, they're going to say, well, doesn't it get cold down there in the barn? Because I live in, and I know you guys live in a cold, a nice place. In Texas, it can be cold. Are very warm there, right? So
we have different seasons. So, yeah. Yeah, we have seasons. And so.
What? You have heat lamps.
Yeah. When it's cold, I've got heat lamps.
And they snuggle.
They all snuggle up together at night. So, yeah, we've got where they can see out, but nothing can get to them. So the one is inside the barn, and the other one, and they're, like I said, no predators can get to them. And then the other one, it was a stall, barn stall for my horse, and so I just enclosed it. And on three sides.
Okay.
So, and then all the, and it's like eight feet up. So they can't, and then I've got chicken wire along the top so they can have air and, you know, I mean, it's an all-weather habitat. It's a catio, exactly what it is. So they can, they can see out, and they've got a shelf. Cats like to get up as high as they can, so I customized this one outside so that they could have multiple levels and, you know, see out, feel safe. And then I've got different, scratch posts and all that around there and different little cubby holes. So cats like to, you know, they like to investigate and find out things. And so I try to make it so that when I I close them up at night. I mean, it's like a screen door.
So you don't want anything to get in there.
Nothing to get in there to them. So,
right. Do you ever have, like, cats that want to stay out all night and, like, play and not come back? You talk to them. How do you get them?
Seldom.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. A couple of times. You know, they think that they know what they're doing and they stay out, but then they're here the next morning. Or, well, actually, no, there's no way that they stay out all night. We go out, we've been known to go out there at midnight with a flashlight and flash it in the pasture, and you can see the cat eyes, you can see them.
Right.
And so it's easier to find them. It's a whole lot easier to find them than it is dogs. Cats have different eyes than dogs do. So, but all of our cats, and they know their names, they're very affectionate. They want, we go out there, and they want to be held, petted. They'll, you know, fall over on their back and, you know, show you your belly, their bellies, because they want to be loved on.
Let me ask you a question, and I know you and... Okay, so here we are. Hold on. Let's merge the calls. Okay, we're here. We're back. We're back on there. And I apologize about that. I don't know what happened, but things are meant to be the way they are. So good thing we have the archangels and looking out after your show, Tony. I know, right? And you got that sweet Dane in the background telling. He shared some of the stuff too. So. I appreciate that. So you guys, I see that you work together as a team, knowing what's going on with all your animals. There was a time, and I remember this. I thought it was so sweet that you had one of the kitties was sick, and it wasn't really showing signs. But how did you guys know that it was sick?
Well, she knew
from the window.
Yeah, she could tell I mean, yeah, she's a helicopter pet mom.
Yeah.
And so she knew, and
he was struggling to urinate.
He was struggling to urinate.
And taking too long.
Taking,
I don't know how long they all take.
She definitely is a helicopter mom. I love that. Okay, so she's a little helicopter mom, and that's how you knew. So then you scooped him up, and
I took him in to the vet, and so yeah, he was sick. So he had crystals in his bladder, and so that was making it hard for him to urinate. So it hadn't gotten to his urethra yet. So
that would mean surgery.
That would have needed surgery. And so, yeah, by her knowing what is going on, we had fast action on that and saved him. So,
changed his food.
Yeah, changed his food. And
so. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
so
he's good now.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know when they like a certain food and when they don't like a certain food? Do they tell you, or do they act a different way, or do you guys does that make sense? Because I have a client, or she's actually a friend too. She says that her cat won't eat certain foods. He's very picky.
Why is she changing her food?
I've heard of fickle cats with their food.
Her cat's very fickle.
That. We haven't ever run across an issue where their bowls were not empty.
Right.
So they're quite the little eaters. That's good. I like it. Okay. So and Dane watches them from the window.
Yeah, we have a good window where she can, stand at the sink. And
if I can't see him, I go outside.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good. So you guys keep an eye on them. And have some of them been rescue cats? Do they, where you rescue them?
Oh, all rescues.
All rescues. Okay. And when you get them, have they been abused or?
No. We got these as kittens. So.
Okay.
Actually,
all right.
Well, on the last set, we have a neighbor who.
She doesn't spay and neuter.
Well, she didn't. And so she didn't know that cats could reproduce at, 6 months old.
Oh, wow.
And
okay,
so
yeah.
We've got a neighborhood. It's called Next Door. It's a thing where all the neighbors in the area can get on and talk, message back and forth. Well, she had, a mama. The mama got...
Two moms.
Yeah, two mamas. Well, usually a cat will have six kittens. And so, I should have the number right off my head, but I can't think right now. If you don't have a female fix, what the number of offspring it's just astronomical. Right.
It's like 64,000.
So, it's horrible. It's a horrible reproduction rate. So she posted on here that she had some kittens that she needed homes for. Well, we went down there, and those two mamas had babies, six each, so that made 12, 14 cats. And so they were just reproducing like crazy.
Wow.
So we went and we actually had we selected a set of kittens that were just days old, and so we kind of watched them as they progressed. No, I did. Dane doesn't go down. She doesn't socialize like that. So I went down to check out the kittens, and we like orange cats, and mostly orange cats are males.
Okay, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, nice.
And orange or male.
Uh-huh.
98% of the time.
Right. So anyway, we went down there and we got four?
Yeah.
Five kittens.
She asked us to take.
Yeah, she said. Right, and so we went down and we got most of the ones were from one mama, and then another, the black and white one, was from a different mama, but they were all out there in her barn. And it was just like she was just beside, the lady was beside herself because they just kept reproducing and reproducing. And,
wow.
I mean, it was like, what it had, she had like 30 cats all of
yeah.
a sudden. And so.
That's all we could do was five.
Right. So she finally figured out, we have a low-cost spay neuter place that's not too far from here.
Right.
It's an animal rescue, low-cost spay neuter.
Right.
With dogs and cats. And so she found them and took them down there and got them all fixed. But, I mean, they really can reproduce so fast. It's amazing.
You're telling me, though, you picked five, and there were 30 little kitties that could have that had been a year, maybe less than a year.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yes,
wow.
They were all.
She was just going to keep them, but she didn't know.
Yes, right.
How fast it was going to go.
Right. So,
okay, so she didn't know how to do that. And
exactly. So we went down, you know, I mean, Dane did go down and pick some of them out, I think.
Yeah.
She went down once.
She wasn't home.
Yeah.
Dane likes communicating with animals more so than people, right?
Yeah.
But she's very good at it, too.
She wasn't there. And so Dane, we went into her garage. And so anyway, yeah.
They're home and safe now.
Yeah, everybody.
They're good.
Yes, oh,
so,
yeah.
But you guys said something. So 98% of cats that are orange are male, boys,
that's
right?
Yeah.
Okay, what color are the girls?
Calico, which is white with orange and black or brown.
Okay.
And,
tortoise.
The gray stripe,
uh-huh.
Tabbies, yeah.
Okay, wow. So I'm going to remember that in this show.
Yeah.
That's good. So, so it's important to get the spay and the neuter. Are cats better cats? Are they more calm and quiet? Not quiet. I'm not saying. Are they more calm and quiet when they're spay and when they're neutered, especially the little boys, because they'll spray if they're not neutered, right?
Yeah.
We hear that males are really act out.
They haven't been spayed. I mean,
we wouldn't really know because ours get it as soon as they're old enough.
Yeah, and I think they have, 12 weeks or something like that is when they, you know, when they're old enough to have them fixed. But,
that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you don't have your kitty fixed, then they're going to go out there
and males, they won't stay where they are. They'll go out and find a female. Then, therefore, they come back. They're all beat up, and it's just not a good situation because then they are out populating the cat universe,
which could cause a neighbor problem.
Right? Yeah.
That's for sure. I get you. Yeah, neighbors, they don't like that. That's for sure. So you know, the food. Do you feed them? You keep them in your barn, and they've got the catios there, and you can sit with them and hold them and play with them. They're buddies. Do you ever have problems with cat fights?
No.
Every once in a while, but I hear it.
Yeah.
I hear it going on. And then I send Tony down, and they all separate. And nobody does a thing. Nobody knows anything about it.
That's funny. Nobody knows anything about it.
Why are you down here?
That's cute. So, yeah. Oh, that's cute. They're like little souls for you guys. That's amazing.
They're like
souls, little children, aren't they? I mean, they're like little kids.
That's the word, pet mom.
That's where it came from, is because she's a pet mom for the cats and the dogs.
Okay, yeah. You know, I love the cats. And do the cats and the dogs get together? I love dogs, too.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, that's why our pit bull, well, actually, none of our dogs can go outside. We've got a really nice fence that's in the front. It's buried, 6 inches into the ground.
Yeah.
It's wire. It's like welded wire, hog wire. Then we've got an 8-foot fence. It's
okay.
Eight inches into the ground.
No, they don't get together because the dogs chase them.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. The dogs chase the cats. So the cats and the dogs are separate. All your cats are spayed neutered. So that's a top priority.
Yeah.
And then you feed them healthy, good food, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So that's the second thing. And then you watch them. And and they're creatures of habit, I'm assuming, right? So if something's up, you're going to feel it or know it, right?
Exactly.
Okay. I like that Dane goes and can see them from the window, so she just knows what they do and understands them. And I know you guys have rescue animals that are dogs, right, too, as well.
All three of our dogs are rescues.
Okay.
And we didn't get them as Pit was 5 years old when we got her, and the Chihuahuas were
1 and 2. Everybody's 3, 4, and
they're older now, babe.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Also spayed and neutered.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So everybody spayed and neutered. Huh.
Right. No puppies.
And no puppies. I gotcha. And I know we were talking about the cats, but you guys do a lot of stuff with all animals. And one of the dogs that was abused, little baby and a little fur baby, and you guys couldn't really hold her, right? And how did that change? What happened? How many years have you had her? And then the other
it's
day,
a, it's a him. It's a Chihuahua. He was a
Canton. That cat and dog alley.
Yeah. Well, what is it? Puppy mill. He came from a puppy mill. And
it didn't sell, so they put him out on the street behind it.
And he was a lady. We don't know how, but I guess she had seen him running around out there close to where she lived in the country. Somehow she got him and contacted another friend of ours who does have an animal rescue, but she had big dogs.
Animal rescue for big dogs.
Right. So she happened to, she's a physical therapist for children, special needs children, and she was over in a bad part of area where she has to go and treat these children. She saw this little female Chihuahua running the street, and she got her, and so she had, I don't know, had her for a couple of weeks, I guess, and then right after that is when the lady contacted her about the little male Chihuahua.
So just happened to have an opening.
Right. So she had posted up, we were looking for new dogs, posted it on her website. And she said, and I've got these two little dogs that need homes. Well, we told her she brought the one big dog over, and that didn't work out. It didn't get along with our others. But then she brought the little Chihuahuas, and they never left here. We just kept them. And because they're not like regular Chihuahuas, you know, they're not yappy.
They don't snap.
Right. They're none of that. So, But the little boy, he is so fearful because they really abused him at this puppy mill.
Just this year.
Yeah.
He'll come to us.
Right. Yeah, just in the past few months. I mean, literally, we've had him 3 or 4 years, actually. So he's getting to where now he will actually let me pick him up. He'll come to me when I'm over on the sofa. He'll come, but don't. If I reach for him, he's gone. So we're working on it. He knows we're talking about him. He's over here on the bed now, listening to us.
He's going to get a bath because he's itching.
Yeah, he's got a skin problem.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he just happened to be when they nowadays when they spay or neuter cats,
right,
cats and dogs, they make a little
tattoo
on them. So, you know, down in their genital area, so you'll know if, anyway, he was already spayed, I mean neutered, so that was good too. But he's just really afraid
fearful and nervous.
But he doesn't shake. Neither one of our swallows shake.
What's that sound keeps coming?
I think.
We're getting ready to because I booked the time for only 30 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, this is great. I want to talk more to you guys about it. And, you know, and I know everybody wants to know about adopting dogs and cats and saving it, going to shelters and also rescuing. What is it? I know you guys watch Animal Planet, parolees and pit bulls and all that. Really quickly, I'd love to talk to you about your pit bull sometime, okay?
Okay.
And have you on here because this is your show, Tony.
Okay.
Because people have a I don't think what they think about pit bulls.
Oh, yeah.
Yours is sweet. All right, we'll say goodbye, you guys. Tony will be with you next Wednesday, and one day she's going to be by herself, or maybe, we'll work on that, where she wants to go with this. And you guys take care. Have a nice weekend, and Merry Christmas, and Tony will see you the day after Christmas. Tony and I both will, and maybe Dane if she's up for it. So, anyway, take care, everybody. Tony, I'm going to call you right back.
Okay, yeah. Hold on.
Okay.